Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to be live with you every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. This show specifically, because it's a Tuesday, should be sponsored by the Teach Better Administrator Mastermind. Gosh, Josh, I should have prepared this more. But anyway, Teach Better Administrator Mastermind happens every single Tuesday. It's a private meeting with leaders from across the world that get to talk shop. And it's happening here in just a few hours right for the show. So if you needed that little reminder, if you forgot to add it to your calendar, if you didn't do the free sign up, if you have a title of some way, shape, or form that you are a leader, you should definitely go register over at teachbetter.com/mastermind. I apparently need to drink more of this coffee. I will be right back in a better headspace, able to form words. Joshua Stamper is here. The show's going to be great. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. My name is Ray Hewart and Joshua double underscore Stampers in the house. Hey Josh.
Hi, good morning. Ray, I should have just run the banners for you while you were talking. I could have been like, join us Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and then just thrown the link up there too for those who are on YouTube.
I wouldn't have even needed to try and put words together this early in the morning. You could have just put it on screen. But it is like kind of funny when we go live on Tuesdays together because we're in meetings for the next few hours, one of which is more of a network get together for administrators. And I always forget to mention it because it's always next on my calendar. I haven't gotten there yet.
I totally understand, but I'm super excited to see this group again. And yeah, we're not doing topics. We're like kind of pulling different things from our admin group. And I absolutely love this format that we've kind of moved to just because I feel like it's hitting on the needs of those, you know, on the campus or in the district that want to bring different topics up. So super excited for this morning.
I really enjoy this, just to second that. Our crew that we had, I don't know, 2 years ago or a year ago, really valued having topics that they showed up. They got to learn about something very specific. It lasted about 4 or 5 weeks. And then the topic would change. And it worked great for, however long we did it, like over a year. Yeah. But our group is so diverse. It ebbs and flows. People come from all over. I really love the flexibility that sometimes there's some people that show up every single week. There's some people that show up once a month. There's some people that show up every 6 months. I love that flexibility in administrator schedule. I think it's so necessary. But the one thing I am liking right now is not having a specific topic that is scheduled or pre-scheduled and utilizing our private Facebook group for our administrators and or just like bringing up problems of practice like that. It's so nice that administrators can just say, gosh, Josh, can we talk about what happened to me yesterday? I got to figure out what to do. It's great flexibility.
I just threw the Facebook group link up just for everyone. Yeah, I love this Facebook group. You know, it's hard because for administrators, we feel lonely a lot of times because of our role on the campus level. And even in the district, there's not very many administrators typically in a district, unless you're in a giant district. But even so, you feel like you're in a bunch of silos. And so for this group to not only meet on Tuesdays, but now with the Facebook group, have access to each other throughout the week is huge. So super excited about just the growth of that. So if there's any leaders out there that, you know, want to be a part of the mastermind, but then also get connected with the Facebook group, make sure that you do that. Everything's free.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. We should keep it free because I think administrators just need support. We need to stop asking them for money. Let's just help you guys. We'll figure it out later.
Yep, for sure. So we are definitely a great support system. And if you need anything too, just reach out to Ray or myself.
Yeah. Also, it's the holiday season. A lot of people focus on giving during this time, or we're officially in December. This would be a great thing to, in, you know, kind of a fancy way, but like gift to someone. If you have leaders in your circle, whether they be your specific first report or just, you know, a friend who's in an educational leadership role. This is a supportive community. So even just being in the Facebook group, even if you don't engage, is going to get you resources. You're going to probably see some questions that are brought up that you probably were pondering as well. And this could be a good, like, gift giving, and it's free, but they don't need to know that it's a free gift that you're giving them.
And we all lurk. I mean, on Twitter, yeah, on Instagram, on Facebook, it doesn't matter the social media platform. So yeah, if you don't want to be an active, you know, participant as far as sharing your voice, you still get a lot of different things. And we post the recaps on there that we do, you know, every week. A lot of times I get to be on with Ray Hewitt, and, you know, everyone can use a little more Ray in their life. So definitely check that out too.
I was going to say, anybody listening to today's show doesn't feel like they need more Ray time. I feel like I'm always here, but yes. Yeah. In theory, Josh, I wasn't going to go this way, but because you just brought up lurking, I feel like I am kind of like on a roller coaster of social media activity. Yeah. I felt like I was killing it for, like, up until the week of Thanksgiving. I felt like I was killing it. I was posting consistently. I was doing listener questions even from this show. Yep. And I was getting great feedback. And all of a sudden, I have been like obsolete, like for the last week plus, I think even, you know, whatever, 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. And to the point that my mother texted me the other day being like, are you okay? I haven't talked to you. I've not posted an Instagram story in a few days. And I feel so badly about that, but sometimes you just need to step away and be a lurker. Cause I've been on social media. I just haven't been posting. I've been lurking everyone's stuff. And sometimes you can be a content creator and put out information. I don't know. I feel badly about it. I need you to talk me off a ledge.
Well, I'm going to support you in that. I mean, now it's been a little while because right before Thanksgiving, my family and I got to go to Disneyland. So like I completely shut myself down except for posting fun pictures on Instagram. So since then, I am still not back in my flow of things, but I'm okay with it. I, you know, the holiday season especially is like crazy busy, as you know. There are like a million events. There's a million traditions and things that are going on regardless of the holiday that you celebrate. And so yeah, I think sometimes, you know, for our own mental health, sometimes it's nice just to kind of step away. It doesn't mean that you can't come back. So
yeah, I hope to come back. It's just unfortunate. I feel guilty because, like, in terms of educators I was reaching, it was growing and growing. I loved seeing that I was supporting more and more educators, maybe even educators outside of the Teach Better Network. Mm-hmm. And then that has, like, dwindled to, like, a third of where I was. And I'm like, I feel badly, but in your mindset, like, I could do it again, right? I'll get back there. Yeah. I'll figure it out. Be good.
I'll support you that. And our community can too. So throw in the comments, maybe some questions that you want Ray to put on her Instagram story for you.
There we go. And yes, the December month is and like so busy. It doesn't matter what you celebrate. We'll have to talk about holidays on another show. But yeah, truly, no matter what you celebrate, December gets wacky. Like insane. Every weekend from now until January is packed.
Yep.
Even though, yeah, with things that are like, that make sense, like you have to fit in, like birthdays and, you know, things like that, that get so busy. But anywho, yeah. Josh, we have a very specific topic that I want to discuss with you. I actually have three different topics that I want to discuss with you, and I'm going to let you choose one. I'm going to let you choose the first option or the second option today. We're going to hold on the third, but we'll be right back for our team talk. And Josh, I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
Back for our Teach Better Today morning show. Joshua Stamper in the house, and we are headed into our team talk segment, which is where we like to have some sort of educational dialogue to help us be better each and every day. you know, that teach better motto, better today, better tomorrow. So what is going to help us be better? Let's get into it. Josh, I love to come up with topics to discuss with you specifically, because every time I get to chat with you, I feel like it's my own like therapy. Like I'm sitting, I'm laying on a couch and I'm like, Josh, tell me your thoughts. Because the work you do specifically, your expertise, I know you're, I mean, obviously you do so much different support for educators, but just as a person, and especially with your expertise, you're just always right in my mind. Like a calming, you're a calming voice in my life that always has good advice. So we have two different ideas and we're going to go over these concepts regardless. Like you're just picking which one you want to do first. But one is discussing tone of voice and the other is discussing moods. Which is drawing you in for this show?
Tone of voice.
Okay. That's what I was hoping you'd pick, because that was the first time I listed. Okay. So I want to discuss tone of voice. And when I talk about tone of voice, I actually would love to cover it in terms of the adult's tone of voice, as well as the student's tone of voice, as well as overall holistically teaching the value of tone of voice. And obviously I don't necessarily mean tone of voice as far as writing, right? ELA teachers will be like, oh, we teach this lesson. And it's probably great. I probably need your lesson. Sure. But even in our own household, between friends and family, the way in which we speak to others can be incredibly important. And I thought this would be a nice reminder as we're, you know, in our second week of December, full week of December here, to just make sure that when we're stressed or angry or frustrated or really happy or energized, we're constantly doing an audit of our tone of voice. I would love to hear kind of your thoughts and where you think this conversation would be best directionally.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think it's regardless of your age, is something that we can be better at. And so, you know, even as far as an administrator, like, you know, it's really easy and sometimes even feels like you feel better, like when you yell at someone, like it's a release,
yeah,
a pressure release.
True.
And, but every time I would do that, you know, thankfully not very often, but if I did it, I always felt terrible afterwards. Like I felt good in that like 30 seconds, but then like the rest of the day, I was just mulling over like, you know, how did that help that situation? Either it de-escalated or, if it did, you know, stay regulated, it still made someone else feel terrible. You know, no one likes to be yelled at. So, you know, a high volume typically is only going to enhance the situation. You know, if you're an adult working with a student. And so, you know, I had to remind myself of that, but I also had to remind my staff of that, because, you know, when you're working with kids for such a long period of time, and especially the stretches where you don't have a break, in that calendar, in that school calendar, it's grinding. It's hard. And you have the same students typically that are trying to get the best of you. And so, you know, we all have our breaking point. So a lot of times with our staff, it was like, if you feel that, if you feel the breaking point, let us know so that we can try to assist in some way to get you, you know, out of that environment. Even if it's like a, hey, I just need to walk, get a cup of coffee and come back type of situation, because we felt like, you know, if you could at least identify that emotion, you can identify where you are, then we could kind of get you away so that way we're not making things worse and breaking those relationships. So with my students, that was a constant thing of trying to like teach them. And so I would always tell them like, your words matter, but your tone of voice matters more. So I would say, I love you in a nice tone. And then I'd say, I love you in a very like disgusting, like maybe, I don't know, just like a hateful way. And I'd be like, I'm saying the same words. Did you get the same emotion from the way I said it? And obviously it's no, right? So a lot of times our teenagers, especially because I was working in the middle school, the body language, the nonverbals, the tone of voice, typically they didn't understand what they were doing with their body and with their face and with their voice and the tone of voice. So I had to model that for them so they could see, hey, I'm doing exactly what you just did to your teacher. How did that make you feel? What was their interpretation of your communication? So, you know, even adults sometimes need that same reminder or lesson because, you know, like I said, sometimes without a break, we kind of need a little escape from our environments. Well,
Yeah, I mean, as human beings, if we are overloaded, we, you know, I like to think of it as like a fog. We're unable to always be aware of those things. So the type of a few different things you brought up here, not only tone of voice, but also you discussed volume being something that can be looked at here. Body language, nonverbals included kind of in that tone of voice mentality. And then looking at that at from a student lens and at a teacher lens, I think it's really just an appropriate reminder for us to be thinking through how throughout the day or even day to day we are monitoring this. And whether it be internally within family and friends or externally in a classroom or school environment, looking at that, I think that I've become very sensitive to it over the years. I think, and I don't mean sensitive to it in like a classic term, but maybe hyper aware of tone of voice. I think it's constantly something that we can improve, constantly something I'm striving to improve. And I think the reason I've become so hyper aware of it is because I found that I need to better manage my tone of voice. And so therefore, because I'm so consciously trying to monitor that skill within myself, I might be noticing it too much in others. And I think it's just become like almost a pet peeve to try and support people to better monitor that maybe silly but important value, especially in the month of December.
Well, you're talking about social media before. I think, you know, we get such harsh tones from social media for the most part. And then also an email, it's hard to read. So like for being an administrator, I would always much rather have a face-to-face conversation with someone, if it was a parent, a student, a teacher, because I could get the other components of it, right? I could see their body language. I could see their facial features. I could see or hear the volume and the tone of voice. And you can't get that in an electronic form. So, you know, I think a lot of communication goes awry just because, oh, it's easier to put in an email and then it's totally misread. And then, you know, that person's furious and, you know, it makes it 100 times worse. And I've tried to go to the phone or tried to have a face-to-face meeting with someone because at least I have some of those components to read into to see, you know, how I can better support them.
Yeah, I think that's why I probably continue to lean on video emails versus emails. Yep. You know me, I just, you're right. There's so much more you can get out of it. Usually it comes across softer, more compassionate. Mm-hmm. And I find that that's really important, especially with as educators, the types of things that we're emailing out, we want our personality in them. We don't want to communicate in a very stagnant, monotone way with our parents because that doesn't model all the things, all the effort that we have put forth in our classroom. And so I know we've talked about those video messages a ton, but anyone in the comments, if we need to touch on that again, it's an easy thing to do and definitely really valuable for all of us to focus on. So Josh, as we kind of wrap up this conversation, I would love to maybe challenge our crew today to maybe find a way to have an honest conversation with some sort of group or audience, depending on if you're an educational leadership role or if you're a classroom teacher, even just if you want to do this with your family, find an organic way. Don't just like plug it in, but organic way to talk about it. I think it's a really appropriate reminder and a skill that no matter what age you teach or what age you serve, can be a good, you know, month of December, little reminder for everybody.
Yeah, it's super stressful right now. There's like a million things to do. And so with higher stress comes more irritable times. And so, you know, when we feel that way, that's when our communication goes awry.
Yeah. And can I just say, because I'm going to extend this far longer than it needs to be, but Josh, people over the holidays have always said, oh, it's such a stressful time. And every year it's different stress. Like this year, it's like financial stress because I wanted to buy every single gift humanly possible for everyone in my life, which is like the gift giving is not the stressful part. It's the fact that I have no more funds to give more gifts that I want to give. Right. And it's like the stress of having a busy schedule, but a busy schedule with really great things. Like I'm not upset looking at my calendar. You know, it's weird stress this year. And I guess, you know, as people, we grow and have different periods of life, but this is a stressful time for strange reasons right now for me. I know that other people in this community will be stressed in the month of December, and it will be for different reasons. You know, it's just interesting.
Yeah, sure. And then
are you feeling any stress right now?
Ray, I have 6 kids. Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
You're talking. I'm like, yes. That's been my reality forever, right? So no.
Okay.
It seems like between school stuff, like, you know, there's like a million concerts because, you know, I've got kids in band, and like there's plays that they put on and holiday parties. And
how selfish that they like learn an instrument and want to perform their skills for others. Like, that's insanity.
That doesn't even make sense. So yes, there's the schedule is full, but it's a logistical problem. It's things that we can figure out, but yeah, it just is more pressure in a very compact time span. So yeah,
that's it. Well, if any of you are feeling stressed, if there's anything Josh and I could do, or the team, if there's anything we could do to help make your stress a little bit better, come let us know. I feel like Josh and I are in a weird role within the Teach Better team that if we can make something magically happen, we will. And yes. Just reach out. But we hope you all have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time on the Teach Better Today show. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.